Welcome to the Business Pros Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 640. Lindsay Vanstone from the John Oakley Show here with you on this Sunday morning. And Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, is here with me. And as always, he's going to have some great business and marketing tips for you. We always have lots to talk about, still more on that Inside Advantage Roundtable. But first, Paul, what are we going to be talking about this week?
Well, first of all, good morning, everyone. Thanks for your time. Hope you can stick around for the next hour because we have some interesting subjects. Lindsay mentioned the Inside Advantage Roundtable. One of the things I wanted to talk about this week was actually, what is a company's inside advantage? What does that mean? How do you ascertain what makes you different in the marketplace? And I'm going to give some examples to people on how we do that with our clients. Because if you really don't know what makes you stand out or what makes you different in the marketplace, it's very hard to sell your products and services and stand out in this very competitive world that we live in. The second thing I wanted to talk about is essentially the three-step process to capturing and converting traffic from your website or your online properties. And of course, last week we talked about social media and how we can use that to leverage some more traffic to our site and how do we capture that. So we're going to talk about that three-step process. It's also November is coming up really quickly. It is Security Month.
Oh.
And so we're going to talk about security, and we're going to have Kevin Kinsella, who's a security expert, come on and talk to us about what we need to do, what we need to pay attention to, and how it affects us. And also we're going to, I'm going to pick a website and give the URL to your listeners, and we're going to go in there and take a look at it and do the online property challenge, which is always an interesting segment.
But so, you're going to provide the website this time, so a little bit more homework for people. They're sitting there, they can check it out later, or they can check it out with us live during the show, which is great. The Inside Advantage Roundtable, you just mentioned that. It's wonderful, really exciting, and I know that you've been getting a lot of interest from people who are listening to the show and hearing about this.
Well, it's a bit of an interesting concept. I mean, normally with our training company, we put a lot of people in a room and we talk to them, we show them marketing tips and tricks and digital marketing in general, but it's not a very intimate thing. So what we decided to do was, for the first time, put together these roundtable sessions where we're really looking for established businesses, CEOs, business owners, marketing managers, digital marketing officers to come and sit with us for 3 hours, have some breakfast, share some of your insights, but also what we're going to show them is how we do our marketing or our digital marketing strategies from A to Z and show them real-time results, real-time key performance indicators. And I know that kind of sounds boring to a lot of people. It's like, what's a KPI and what's key performance indicator? Do I really care about that? Well, you should, because an executive dashboard to a company who wants to grow helps you make some pretty powerful marketing decisions. For example, let's say I spend $5,000 this month buying Google AdWords.
Okay.
I'm sure most of our listeners know what that is or have at least clicked an AdWord in the past.
If you've got a website, you're in the online space, you definitely understand these terms.
So if I spend the $5,000, what do I know? Well, most companies, what they know is how much traffic they get, which really isn't an important element because Google can tell you that. I don't need my website to tell me. Google can tell me how much traffic I bought, and they'll tell me how much on average I spent per click. And then I know how many sales I made, but I really don't know much in between. And if I don't make...
You don't know who's clicking on everything who's making
that.
Those decisions.
It's like if I don't know where a customer is in the buying cycle at any given moment, then I can't make better decisions on where my money's being spent and what kind of traffic am I buying. For example, if I buy, say, 10 different keywords for a specific product or service, which one of those performed the best in the long term, not in the short term, not in the immediate sale. So if I don't make the immediate sale, what else can I do? Can I track that person? Can I pay attention to where they are in my sales funnel or sales pipeline once they give me some contact data? And so this is one of the things that we're going to talk about at the Inside Advantage Roundtable sessions. And of course, for those of you interested, go to businessprosmarketing.com where we talk about it extensively. And you can read about what we do and how we do it. But what I want to do with the listeners this week is give them some pretty key insights into that lead capture and conversion process. Website that is not passive, but persuasive.
Well, in the meantime, businessprosmarketing.com, I'm on the website right now, and all I had to do was scroll down just a tiny little bit, and on the right-hand side, it pops up AM 640 Inside Advantage. That's where you want to click, and we will give you more details when we're back in just a moment. You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour with Paul Tobey on Talk Radio AM 640. Welcome back. You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, is in studio with me. I'm Lindsay Vanstone from The John Oakley Show. We're so happy to be with you this weekend. Thanks so much for joining us. And just before the break there, we were talking about the Inside Advantage Roundtable. And I'm not sure if you've heard about this yet, but it's something you really need to get in on. The first step is going to www.businessprosmarketing.com. Paul, I'm going to toss it over to you now.
If you own a business, this is an event that you cannot miss. This event. I'm only doing it two more times. The first one was very well received. We got lots of great feedback from it. And funnily enough, a couple of clients out of it. So this is not the purpose of it. The purpose is to kind of share some information with other businesses. A lot of things, most of the things that we're going to talk about, they haven't really seen before. But I want to take a couple of moments and just explain what Inside Advantage is.
Yeah, what is the Inside Advantage?
Right. So I always, and I think we may have talked about this in a previous show, but I always like to explain it like this. If there's a product on the planet that you know of that isn't that great, but it sells extremely well, why is that? It's not necessarily the product that sells itself. It's the marketing plan that was behind it. And Inside Advantage is a process that you go through to decide what makes your product different. Not necessarily better, because in a lot of cases, trying to make a product better can always be outdone by somebody else.
Sure.
Somebody's always gonna come by and re-engineer it, or they're gonna try and find a way to make it faster or smarter or prettier or
bigger, smaller,
more user-friendly or whatever.
Right.
But let's take alcohol, for example, and I'm not promoting alcohol by any stretch of the imagination.
You can a little bit.
I can't. Okay, well.
Mimosas.
It is morning. We can do mimosas.
Perfect.
Absolutely. We should actually do that, by the way.
I'm on board.
So let's take Jägermeister. I mean, most people, if you don't know what Jägermeister is, I think most people would.
Most people have heard of it.
It doesn't, I mean, it's definitely not even an acquired taste, because I don't think you can ever acquire a taste for Jägermeister, because it just is kind of like the cough syrup of alcohol.
Like cough syrup
so
and cinnamon hearts.
Why is the company so successful selling this product that's actually not that good?
Yeah.
And the answer is it's different. It's not better. It's just plain different. And you always get a group of people together and you don't really drink Jaegers until you're already three sheets to the wind. And then somebody goes, hey, let's do some Jaeger bombs. And everybody goes, oh, cool. And there's always that one guy or girl in the group that's never had it before. And they go, oh, that was delicious. And everybody laughs because you know it's not.
It's not.
And so it's this whole cult thing around not a great product, to be honest with you. Not from my perspective,
right.
Anyway, and I don't think from the perspective of a lot of people.
It's not something that tastes really amazing.
But it sells because it's different. And so what we try to do with our clients, when a client hires our marketing company, Business Pros Marketing, to do what we do in a couple of days, and we're really unlike any other marketing company that I've ever seen. Usually it takes 9 months to 12 months to 16 months to create a website,
right,
and a lead capture and conversion. We do it in a couple of days. And what I try to do right from the get-go is find out what makes the company that's sitting right in front of me during those deep dive implementations different than their competition. And I do that in four ways. Number one, who is their high-priority targeted audience?
Okay.
And what do they actually want? Not what do they want from our company, but what do they actually want in general based on the products and services that we have to sell? Number two, what do we actually do for them?
Right.
What is our unique process, proprietary process, different advantage that we have over other companies, and we have to put both of those things into very short statements. The third thing is what we call own it. How do we sell our what to our who? And the fourth thing is a series of imaginative events. How do we use our website, our trade shows, our office space,
right,
our storefront space? How do we create an imaginative event so that people can remember the difference? And that's really the whole point of Inside Advantage. And that's where all marketing should spring from. So whether it's digital or print or even radio advertising, it must absolutely stand out from the perspective of, oh, I haven't really heard it put that way before.
Now, once again, there is limited space for this event. And if you want to get into it, businessprosmarketing.com, just scroll down to where it says Inside Advantage AM 640. Give that a click. Paul and I will talk more about this in a moment. But Paul, I understand we actually have a guest, a special guest joining us to talk about security.
Right. His name is Kevin Kinsella. He's going to come on during the break. We'll get him on the phone. We'll talk to him in the next segment about Cybersecurity Month.
Perfect. Well, we'll be right back. You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. Welcome back to the Business Pros Radio Hour. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday morning here. So happy to have Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, in studio. And the great thing is, Paul brought along a special guest to join us today. Paul, you want to tell us a little bit about our cybersecurity consultant?
Right. So coming up next month is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, or NCSAM for short. It's designed to educate the public and private sector partners through various initiatives on the things that they need to be aware of. And I thought, oh, what better opportunity than to introduce somebody that I've actually done business with before. His name is Kevin Kinsella. He is a cybersecurity consultant, and he is CEO of the Chaos Group. That's chaosgroup.ca. And I'm really happy to have you on the line today, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Good. So National Cybersecurity Awareness, can you give me a little bit of background on what we need to be aware of in terms of this month? What's it for? What are some of the things that we need to prepare for?
Well, basically, the Cybersecurity Awareness Month is an initiative from a government and industry to set out a program basically to educate the community, small business, private sectors, just general everyone, on the different types of threats that are out there. Because knowledge is power in our industry. The better you know, the better prepared you can be.
So give me the top three threats that we need to be aware of.
Well, the statistics say in 2015, phishing, ransomware, and financial crime-based cyber crimes were the biggest hit. And retail industry was the biggest overall. It sort of knocked financials down to second place.
So you mentioned phishing. What is that exactly?
Phishing is a social engineering technique used by different individuals to gain information about your username, your background for accounts, so they can gather intelligence to be able to hack your computer, your social media account, or your company. And what they're looking for is basically a profile. So they send you an email. It looks like it's coming from a legitimate source, and it asks you to do an action. Click on this link, and then you go to another website. It does something on your screen, but in the background, it's downloading malicious software that allows the individual to gain access to your computer at a later date.
And who does this email come from? I know that I have some clients, and I think this has actually happened to us, where we actually receive an email from our own domain name. How do they do that, and is that part of the phishing scam?
Yes, they use tools and software to help them basically reformat their email to look like it's coming from a legitimate source, whatever that be, internal to your organization or say from a supplier or a partner, because these people have a business relationship, so it makes the phishing email trust factor go up because you trust who you know.
So what are the key indicators of the things that we need to be aware of when it comes to these kind of scams?
Be aware of the email addresses, where it's coming from. Now, not a lot of people have a deep technical background, but there's some basic things you can look at. Spelling, grammar. A lot of times these people are coming from other countries, so their English is not always the best. So they misspell words. There's examples of companies being misspelled. And the header of your email. You can take a look at the return address and see where it's actually going.
So there's obviously, there's going to be a link in this email, right?
Yes. Oh,
if I click that link, does that immediately get me into trouble? Or can I hit that link and then think better of it?
No, it immediately downloads whatever payload the end person that's targeting your specific...
I like that word, payload. Because I guess then that's a program that installs itself like malware on your computer, and then they basically have access.
They usually put a backdoor in so they can gain access either to use your computer to attack another computer or to gain certain types of information. Now, a lot of people say, well, why me? They're looking at the government or they want the banks. And a lot of times these people don't know who you are. They just see an IP address, or they use tools that say, hey, there's these 10 IP addresses and they're vulnerable to this type of attack. And then so they start doing the different types of attacks, and they don't really know that it's John Doe and he's a construction worker, or he's a doctor or something, until they start gaining access and looking through your files. And last year, over 1 billion records were lost or stolen. And the amount of privacy breaches that were in the news.
So just quickly, who's behind this? Because I hear a lot about, you know, in the American election, it's the Russians who are hacking emails, and it's the Chinese. Is there one specific group of people that are responsible for the major portion, or is it kind of all over the place?
Yes, there is, and there's threat reports that you can download from different sources on the internet. The government has some that track where the attacks come from. And it's funny you mentioned that, because a lot of people do think of, you know, Iran, for instance, or, you know, the terrorist groups. But it's the U.S. Has the highest amount of attackers and software.
So the most attackers and software from the U.S.?
Yes.
Wow, I want to talk a little bit more about that, and we're going to talk briefly about that after the break. What do you think about this, Lindsay?
I at least like that I can understand a lot of what Kevin is saying. He's doing a great job explaining everything and breaking it down, and some really important information here as we are about to enter National Cybersecurity Month, and more about protecting your business and your employees when we come back in just a moment. You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour with Paul Tobey and special guest Kevin Kinsella on Talk Radio AM 640. Thanks so much for joining us. You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 640. And I've got Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, here in studio. And we've got a special guest joining us today. Cybersecurity consultant Kevin Kinsella is on the line. Paul, I'll hand it over to you because I know you really want to get down to the heart of a very important topic as we enter National Cybersecurity Month.
Well, he kind of blew me away when he said that the U.S. was responsible for the most amount of hacking. And I kind of wanted to know, I know you have some experience, Kevin, with hacking. Can you give us a hacking story that, you know, hit pretty close to home for you?
Sure. In my industry, we get hired out to what's called a penetration test. And this is where we test the integrity of the defenses of our clients. So, for example, we worked with a casino once, and they hired us to come in and see how far we could
break. Wait a minute. You were hired to hack a casino?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds so much like fun. How much did you get away with?
No idea.
Tell us about it. I know you probably can't talk about the casino, but what happened?
Well, basically what you do is you look for vulnerabilities and you exploit them. And then you write up a report and help the company mitigate those vulnerabilities so it doesn't happen by the real bad guys.
Did you get in?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Wait, how? How did you get in? No, not the step-by-step place, but where was the vulnerability?
Well, people is usually the biggest vulnerability.
So it's not computers, it's the people who use them.
It's the people who use them. And because in our nature, we're very helpful. And when you use social engineering and you're being manipulative, people give you their usernames and passwords, and they're helpful. They'll open the door for you where it's a secure access and they're not supposed to. And this is just lack of awareness and training, right? We're all responsible for security. So if you see somebody that doesn't belong, it's okay. You don't have to be aggressive. You can walk up to them and say, hey, I noticed your loss. Can I help you? And who are you here to see? And that's very polite and lets the person know, I know you're here.
So we're not necessarily, our listeners might not be a casino. Let's say we have some small businesses, which I know we do. We have a lot of actually loyal followers out there. Thank you for listening, by the way, and thanks for your time. This is a very interesting discussion we're having with Kevin Kinsella. I'm wondering, Kevin, if we have not the resources, we don't have resources like a casino, we have limited resources, and it's Cybersecurity Month, what kinds of things would you recommend for small businesses?
Oh, well, there's a lot of things you can do that doesn't cost a lot of money and doesn't take a lot of time and resources. It's just forward thinking and being prepared. One thing is manage expectations and know that bad things happen to good companies. And the best thing to do is plan for it. So you can deliver good security awareness training to your employees, and you can leverage your employees to help you develop your malware software, keep that up to date all the time. It's one defense, but it adds by adding your training, keeping your technology up to date, and providing good security policies.
I know that a lot of people that I know in business, everybody gets malware from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Give us one piece of software that can protect us from that?
Well, there's lots of different vendors out there that will provide anti-malware. My personal recommendation is a unified threat model from McAfee or Symantec. And this is basically an all-in-one box. And it protects your network. It protects against viruses, malware, and gives you nice reports.
So I had my website I wanted to get into websites just for a moment because we have a limited amount of time. My website, or at least one of them, has been hacked 5 times. And when they get in, they cause some serious havoc. One of the things that we have is then a whole bunch of nefarious links get set up and they get attached to link farms and you lose Google rankings and all of this stuff. And I actually had a domain name which ran a lot of my music stuff, paultobey.com. It got hacked 5 times. And now the domain name from Google's perspective, it's going to rebound a bit now because of the new sort of Penguin 4.0 update. But give us a couple of things that we can do to keep people out of our sites.
Well, what you can do is expect to be hacked. You're putting your website out in a public forum, so it's like your front door of your house. Anybody can walk up and ring the doorbell. So what you want to do is make sure you have strong locks. So lock down your web server, patch it, keep it up to date on patch, and monitor. And then there's software that is called Tripwire that is file integrity software that monitors if there's any file that changes and alerts you. This way, it mitigates the risk of the damage, the impact that hacking can have on you. But you can't prevent hacking, and people will always try to be curious, and they'll always try to hack you.
Well, listen, Kevin, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us. It's been a valuable few minutes that we spent with you. I've learned actually quite a bit about it, and I hope our listeners have too. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I definitely have learned some stuff from having Kevin on. So I know we could always send questions along to Paul if you had any, but he actually has something for you. It's an online property challenge when we come back. He's going to give you a website and you're going to go check that out in just a moment. You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. Welcome back to the Business Pros Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 640. Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, here in studio. Lindsay Vanstone from The John Oakley Show with you as well. If you ever miss any of our live editions of this broadcast, you can head to businessprosmarketing.com. And at the very top, you'll see a little button that says radio. If you click on that, you can hear all of our past shows and you can get some great tips like we just had from our wonderful cybersecurity consultant, Kevin Kinsella.
Yeah, one of the things I'm very proud of actually with working with you and our guests is that we always try to share information that's of significant value, things that people may not be aware of, but also some very specific ideas on what they can take action upon immediately.
Give you a takeaway from the show.
So if you go back and listen to those shows, I'm sure there's plenty to learn, as I have learned throughout the show. So,
and you're also, one of the great things that we've enacted on this show is the online property challenge. And people have really been having fun with that. We take your calls and we let you get a little bit of a plug for your website. But Paul also gives you some great value by taking a look and seeing what he can help you do to fix it up. So right now, though, you have an online property challenge for our listeners.
Yeah, and I'm going to do a little bit of a different take on it this week because we usually just take a caller in some random website and we just choose which one we want to go in. And it's not a lot of fun for me sometimes to kind of point out the things that people aren't doing well.
You feel kind of mean.
So what I decided to do was share a project that we actually did with a client. And the client's not a local client. It's actually from Edmonton. And they are a financial services company.
So what can we plug in here to look up this website?
Right. So we're going to take them to mcguirefinancial.ca.
Okay.
So
I'm going to type that in right now.
mcguirefinancial.ca. So mcguirefinancial.ca. This is one of our clients. And when they came to us, their goal was to create more basic leads for their business because there's a lot of opportunities that you can do. You can pay people for leads. You can buy lists. There's a lot of things that people try. And one of the things that we found to be the most successful is to create them through the internet. And there are several ways that we did that with this company. And one of the things that we did when we overhauled their entire project. Now, of course, when we do it, and the things that we discuss in the Inside Advantage Roundtable is the big three. Number one, how are we going to get traffic to this site? And how can we make the site more traffic friendly? In other words, how can it attract traffic? Number two, how do we capture the lead? In other words, get the contact data from the person who visits the website.
Once you
get
me on the website.
That, We really don't have much to work with. We can get them back through remarketing and things, but we really want the contact data. And number three, how do we automate the follow-up with that contact data? So if you have the opportunity and you're sitting by a computer and you can do this, you can download the podcast afterward and listen to it and go to mcguirefinancial.ca. But we re-engineered the whole website. And I want people to kind of pay attention to a couple of things. Number one, if somebody hits this webpage, and we can do that through paid traffic or organic traffic. Now, they were getting a certain amount of organic traffic. Now they're getting a lot more. That's because the site was designed to work with the new Panda updates, the new Google Panda algorithm, which basically says the more somebody interacts with this site, the more traffic, the more clicks they're going to get.
Okay.
So basically what you want to do is you want to eventually get onto the front page of Google search results, and then you want to leapfrog the people above you. The way you're going to leapfrog above them is you're going to get more clicks. So, but you got to get there in the first place. And how do you get there? Well, you buy some traffic from Google or you get some organic traffic to this page on your website. If you look at, there's a button, and we learned this through heat map. So what we did was we installed a heat map on the site and we just kind of tracked what people did. And this is how we learn. If you click the Let's Get Started button, the first thing it does is it scrolls to what I call the big three or the big four. That's the what we call the choose your journey. And they could have clicked the menu at the top, but they don't. They actually click the big button that says, let's get started. And then overwhelmingly out of all of these things, they picked get out of debt, because a lot of, you know, it kind of represents a lot of people. I don't know if it's you or it's certainly not me, but if it were our listening audience, they'd be like, okay, I'm in debt. I'll click the get out of debt button. I want you to click it, Lindsay, and tell me what happens. What happens?
Now I've scrolled down even further. I haven't been redirected. I'm just further down
page. You're like two-thirds of the way down the page
now.
We
jumped there and I see a
video. And Google actually sees this. It actually tracks what the user does. And so what we did with this very powerful homepage was, just with those clicks, when you get them to scroll and interact, that increases the amount of time on page. So Google algorithm says, hey, you're making good use of the traffic we're sending you. We're going to bump you up the list and send you some more. So a lot of websites have what they call bounce rate. And we had a client in our offices today who had a bounce rate of 80%. 80% of their traffic was gone without taking any action from their website within 30 seconds.
And I'm just a layman here, but obviously that's very high.
That's a lot.
Okay.
And so if you can get it down to 50 or even 40, that's a very powerful thing. And so when I show people this, they go, well, I thought the buttons are supposed to take you to another page. Well, yes, but if they go to another page, you just basically devalued this page. Why don't you get them to scroll this one first and then take them to another page? And you'll notice that when you scrolled, there's a lead capture form there. The amount of people that fill that out, let me tell you, we took them from 22 leads a month to 294.
Oh, that's amazing.
Within a couple of weeks.
And you're not asking for a lot of information, which is, I think, is great with the lead capture form that's on the side there. All right. So we've looked at McGuireFinancial.ca, if you want to take a look at that. We'll post that for you, just in case you're wondering.
And we're going to show them more examples of this at the Inside Advantage Roundtable sessions. And I'm going to talk about the very specific things that we do to help our customers capture more leads and obviously convert through automation. So it's businessprosmarketing.com. Go to the Inside Advantage page, and Infusionsoft is sponsoring a ticket for 12 more people.
More on that in just a moment. You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. Thanks so much for joining us. This is the Business Pros Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 640. Lindsay Vanstone with you here from the John Oakley Show. And I have Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, here. And we want to talk to you about this very exclusive opportunity. The seats are really filling up fast for this Inside Advantage Roundtable. And I'm going to give you the website, and then I'm going to hand it over to Paul with all of the details. If you want to sign up, write this down. If you're in the car, just remember, it's simple. businessprosmarketing.com. And you want to look for, it says Inside Advantage AM 640. Paul, why do they want to get involved with this Inside Advantage?
Well, we're looking for highly motivated business owners, people who want to change their online outcomes, create some real world results, track some metrics, and get some more revenue. That's kind of why our company exists. So senior level executives, digital marketing officers, people who really truly want to make an impact on their business. And so what I did was I actually went to Infusionsoft, who's the that's the automated CRM that we use for most of our clients. It's basically... once we have the lead, how does the software interact with the customer and based on trigger points and things that they do? And it's really powerful. And I'm going to show them exactly how we do that. So, Infusionsoft is obviously interested in subscribing, getting more subscribers. So they said, well, let us sponsor the tickets for like 30 people. So we filled up the first event with 12. Now we have the second event coming up. It's October the 11th. And then the third one is November...
I'm going to look that up while you tell
first,
us.
November 1st. So they start at 8 in the morning, go till 11. We're going to serve breakfast, and it's for 12 people only. And so we have about 10 tickets that Infusionsoft is going to sponsor. So when you click reserve my...
What's the value on one of those tickets?
It's $300. It's $297 plus HST.
And they get 3 hours with you. Breakfast is included, but this is 3 hours of quality time that they're actually going to see what you're all about in your interactive
from
space.
From the last session, I can tell you the feedback that I got was, I'm really glad I attended. I'm super glad, as a matter of fact, because you just don't know what you don't know. And this is a very difficult world to navigate, the digital marketing world. And there's a lot of pretenders. There's a lot of people who try to convince business owners that they know what they're talking about. But the reality of the situation is, from my perspective, the vast majority of clients that we get just plain get it wrong. Their websites are not designed properly. They don't have proper lead capture. They don't know how to create traffic. They don't know about Infusionsoft and the automation that it can do and the amount of time that it can save. I mean, imagine following up with 294 leads when we talked about the client before us. So when you click reserve your seat on the Inside Advantage page and you go to the checkout page, I'm going to give you a code. It's Infusionsoft 297, all lowercase, Infusionsoft 297. You put that in, your ticket is free. If you don't show up, you take that one of 12 seats and you don't show up.
We don't want any no-shows.
We're going to charge you.
Yep.
We're going to collect a credit card. We don't charge you up front, but if you take somebody else's seat, I can't give that seat to anybody else. So it's really serious stuff.
And you let people sign up and you can also just log in from home and take part from home.
So I'm going to talk about this from my perspective. I am a giver. I've learned in life that if you help enough people get what they want, you can have whatever you want. So in a way, I'm a bit selfish from that perspective because I figure, hey, if I help a lot of people, I'm going to get some type of universal reward. And that's actually what happened over the last 10 years for me. And I share as much as I can in the time that I have. If people think that all I'm going to do is try to sell them marketing services, nothing could be further from the truth. I'm literally, for the entire 3 hours, just going to give solid information, strategy, real-world metrics, step-by-step formulas. I'm going to send them away with a workbook, and they're going to go back to their offices, and they're going to take action on some of the stuff I show them because they're going to want to do that.
So businessprosmarketing.com, click on the Inside Advantage AM 640 link. Again, Tuesday, October 11th and Tuesday, November 1st. You get 3 hours with Paul. Breakfast is included. And the ticket, if you sign up right now, it's $297, but you don't have to pay. You can attend this and get all of this valuable information. Paul, what's going to be coming up when we talk to you again soon? I know we're probably going to talk more about this cybersecurity issue, I would say.
Well, it's nice to talk about hacking because it's a subject that I think is quite I'm very curious about it. And it was great having Kevin on this week.
And what was his website again?
Chaosgroup.ca. So it's called the Chaos Group. What a great name for a company, actually.
We got chaosgroup.ca and we've got businessprosmarketing.com. That's where we want you to go. And thank you so much again for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you. We'll be back next Sunday with the Business Pros Radio Show. You've been listening to Lindsay Vanstone and Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing on Talk Radio AM 640.